So I mentioned before, in seminary, my job was to, in addition to the studies and everything else, to make sure that the sound systems and all the technology were working. And sometimes I would get last-minute requests for things that were broken or whatever, and so I had keys to get basically wherever I needed to go so I could fix things, but not always the time to do it at a reasonable hour. So there was a group from the Vatican, of all places, meeting at the seminary, and something had gone wrong in the conference room that day over by the administrative offices, and I hadn't had a chance to get there, but I knew they were meeting the next day. So finally get done with all the stuff I'm supposed to do at 11:30 p.m., and I go down there to fix the stupid sound system for them, and I'm working away in the dark at 11:30 p.m., and one of the faculty members was running to their office, and they came in and saw me there, and they're like, "What are you doing here? Who told you that you could be here?" And I'm like, "Well, they've said this is broken. I need to fix it." And they're like, "Really?" And I'm like, "Okay, here's the email from the rector. I have the authority. He said, come and fix it. Leave me alone." But that authority matters, right? If you just go around telling people what to do, they're going to be like, "Who are you to tell me what to do? Or why are you here? Or what gives you the right to be the one telling me what to do?" And every time we pray as Catholics, we invoke that authority up front. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Why are we doing what we're doing? Who said we could do this? God Himself. We invoke the name of the Lord that we remember from our baptism, that we were baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. That's our identity. That's who we are. That's on whose authority we should be doing everything, by what we should measure our life. If someone came up to us on the street and said, "Why are you doing that?" would we be able to say, "I'm doing that for the glory of God"? Moses, when he receives the commandments in our first reading today, prays to the Lord. He asks that he would make the people his own, to receive the people as his own. And when we remember the incarnation and the ascension of Christ, that commissioning he gave to his disciples before ascending into heaven, we remember that God has truly done that. Jesus took our human nature to himself. He brought it to the right hand of God the Father, and we are made adopted children of God through our baptism. Being baptized in the name of God, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We are no longer our own, but we belong to Him. From that moment on, everything that we do should be for the glory of His name. But I fear sometimes if someone were to come to us and say, "Why are you doing that?" we'd be a little ashamed to say, "I'm doing this in the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit." Think about some of the things we post on Facebook or Instapint or Twitface or whatever it is. Would you want to own up to that, saying, "I'm writing this in the name of God"? Or am I writing this for my own angry tirade? In our treatment with other drivers on the road when we get frustrated and whatever, honking horns, zipping around people, speeding up, would we be able to say, "I do this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit"? Or would that be a smear on the reputation of God rather than glory to Him? How about our interactions with the poor and the needy around our parish? Would we be able to proudly say, "What I'm doing to this person or how I'm treating them, I do in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit"? Or do we still have work to do? That's not some empty prayer we say every time we start Mass or every time we pray a meal, but that is our identity. We are baptized into God Himself, who brought our nature to Himself in the Trinity in the person of Jesus Christ, so that we might dwell with Him forever. And we hear in our Gospel, Jesus came into the world not to condemn it, but to save it. God is love. Do we reflect that love in all of our actions? Do we give witness to, as St. Paul says in our second reading, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love and of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit in all that we do? Or do we still reflect that worldly way, a selfishness living for our own, not giving glory to the name of God? Today, as we celebrate the most holy Trinity, the identity of our God, three persons in one divine majesty, we remember our identity as well, baptized into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. It's not just something we say, but it's who we are. I pray today that we may reflect that to all we encounter. May all that we do be for the greater glory of God. May we show the God of the universe, the God who is love, who came to save us, to all those we encounter. Then we will be truly worthy of the name of Christian.